some cases, they literally start wildfires. But that's another story. We're about to be joined by Alex Rosen. He had one of his biggest busts. You might not be surprised to find out it was a Democrat, a well-known Democrat, who even ran an LGBTQ plus Democrat group. And here was Alex Rosen, predator poaching this Democrat predator.
So what's kind of the deal with Luke? What's going on with that, I guess?
I thought it was very thrilling to have the conversation, and I never intended to actually meet the person.
Okay, why did you want to meet him?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Because he professed to be underage, and that's inappropriate.
Okay, how old did he say he was?
I don't know.
Like, was he like 5 or 6, or?
Wow. He's a teenager.
Okay, like?
I don't remember.
Okay. Would this here saying like you're 14, I'm 14, would that kind of be an accurate thing?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay.
I don't
remember. Okay. You just remember him saying he's under 16?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Do you know what it'd kind of be or to like talk about with Luke? Like there was kind of some stuff said.
Very inappropriate conversation.
Okay. I don't want to read through all this. One, I hate reading. Two, last thing I want to do is embarrass you. We can just talk man to man. What was kind of said in the conversation?
It was a provocative conversation.
Okay, like in a sexual way?
Sure.
Okay. Were there any, like, penis pictures sent to him? Like, what I find?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, I just want to make sure, like, it wasn't Photoshop or anything, like, you know, if somebody's trying to F you over. It's all good.
Who are you?
My name is Gordon.
Yeah, what is the organization? I recognize you.
You do?
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's you recognize kind of, me as Luke?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have here, there was a masturbation video sent with your face in it. Why was that kind of sent to him?
I told you, it was a provocative conversation. It was inappropriate.
Okay. But I guess what about that was, like, interesting or provocative and stuff like that?
It was interesting that a younger person was interested in found it flat.
Okay, so it was like a two-way type thing?
I guess so.
Okay, fair enough. And you're the...
I'll be right there, honey. I promise. It's okay. I'll explain everything.
It's all good. Yeah, he'll talk to you after. It'll be fine, dude. I promise.
It's okay.
Yeah. Like I said, dude, I'm not here to tell him about it.
I don't know that I believe you, but you have all this stuff, so you can do whatever you
bro, want. Bro, I could have done that for months, man. You think... there's a reason I didn't come to your door or any stupid shit like that, man, because I wasn't trying to bring drama to your door. I know there's no good place to have this conversation, but I was just thinking the best place is better than a worse place, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to do as much for you as I possibly can. So, anyway, you're the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland. Okay. How long have you been in that position for?
Since fall.
Since fall, okay. Is that like a paid position? Okay, just more of a volunteer type thing? Is it like a super PAC or something, or is it just a... Okay. And you're friends with like Jamie Raskin, those things. Okay. You have a pick with them.
I visited his office once years ago with somebody else.
Okay, got it. So how big is this organization? And I'm just curious, like I definitely think that especially on the younger, a lot of younger gay people have a tough time going. I got a gay cousin and you know, I see what she goes through. How big is this organization, the LGBTQ Dems of Maryland?
I got 100 people on an email list.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so some of the stuff said here.
Is there something you want from me? Do you want money?
No, dude. Literally just a conversation. Just to make sure we're on the right path with stuff. Because, dude, I really think you're doing good things for people. All right? This is not the end-all be-all.
Are you going to turn me into a Ford? Is that your intention?
You know, there's a lot of ways this could go, but I'm telling you, what's good in my book is if people are honest with me, I'm honest with them, I'm cool with that, okay?
I agree.
I'm not gonna lie and say, you're a smart dude, could I turn in? Of course I could, but did I also have months to do that? I did have months to do that, and I think it says a lot that I'm here to just talk to you about it, okay? So that much I'm willing to do for you.
So what do you want?
Literally just kind of a why this happened, and you told me it's provocative, but some of this stuff said here, like... You know, I want to rape you. I want to see how much of a faggot you are. What was kind of said about that?
All right, we're going to get the full story from Alex Rosen coming up on the other side of this break. We got some other clips from it as well. And guess what? He's not the only Democrat caught up in a scandal like this over the weekend. Huh, isn't that something?
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Anyway, you're the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland. Okay. How long have you been in that position for?
Since fall.
Okay. Is that like a paid position? Okay. Just more of a volunteer type thing? Is it like a super PAC or something? Or is it just... Okay. This stuff said here, like, you know... I want to rape you. I want to see how much of a faggot you are. What was kind of sad about that?
I hope you try to get away once I start fucking you.
Yeah.
I like the fantasy, and he seemed to enjoy it. And I didn't know this person, and I never intended to.
Do you think that's appropriate, though?
No, of course.
With
no, of course.
You hear what said, it's okay if you want to jerk off looking at it, talking about your dick. And you said, stop by this morning so I can stretch your hole, faggot. Can't wait to make you my little, with no response, can't wait to make you my little cum dump, baby boy. Okay.
Yeah, that's some of the more sordid details from Alex Rosen's latest predator poach. He joins me now to tell the full story. This was a Democrat LGBTQ activist. Alex, I don't even know where to begin. I want you to tell this whole story. I want to lead, though, by asking, do you think this was your most important, highest profile catch yet?
He's definitely the most well-connected person we've caught, I think. But high profile one, I mean, we've caught so many people sicker than this guy. But yeah,
well, I don't mean necessarily with the derangement, but I mean, this is a guy who has influence politically. He's connected to the Democrats. He's in the LGBTQ movement for them.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely shakes a lot of things up, especially when, you know, they like to deflect and say, oh, my God, but Trump, or oh, my God, but church people are groomers. But I mean, this is right in their face. And the way they're taking it is pretty predictable, too. It's nuts.
Well, and what's crazy is this guy kind of plays the part of like a Democrat Party activist leader. I mean, he doesn't, because a lot of the busts you have, I mean, they look deranged. They look kind of sick. You know, they kind of are central casting for what you might expect for some of these creeps. This guy just looks like a regular Democrat, the kind of people they'd put in the staff and then, you know, engage in sodomy in the Capitol.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a congressional aide for sure. But yeah, he's a regular looking dude. He has his life together, seemingly so. And I mean, this guy's full-time job is a lobbyist. His husband is a lobbyist as well in D.C., and he's been to the White House three times, at least according to the visitor logs, and Kamala Harris has hosted this guy at his house. I mean, this guy is, like, literally the swamp.
Well, wait, is it true that even after this bust, he got invited to the White House?
No. That was, no, this was before the bust.
But he has been to the White House.
Yes, three separate times, according to visitor logs.
Now, is this just stuff for Pride Month, or why is this guy getting invited to the White House?
Well, if I remember correctly, it wasn't all in May. I'm sorry, it wasn't all in June of last year, June of this year. I mean, he went to other stuff, too. He was connected to Jamie Raskin somehow. I believe that's a rep from Maryland, had a picture with him. And, yeah, I mean... I don't know. This guy's pretty deep into it. I mean, he's the head of the LGBTQ Dems in Maryland. He runs like an HIV organization. He's the head of the diversity wing of the Maryland Democrats. Like, he's pretty well connected.
I mean, how long, you said months in the video, how long were these communications between you or your one of your staff there, one of your crew? How long were these communications going on?
Well, this started about a year ago, so in the summer of last year, and then in November, we attempted to turn him into the cops, because in Maryland, it's one of those few states where it has to be a law enforcement officer talking to the predator in order for it to be prosecutable. Like in Texas, for example, if they believe they're talking to a minor, then they can get arrested for that. So that's why we have arrests in Texas, Virginia, all those states. But Maryland's a little bit different. So we tried turning it into the cops. The cops actually took it over for a little bit, the chatting, then they just stopped, and we tried to follow up with the cops. The cops did never return any calls or anything like that. And so we just took it back over. And 8 months later, after the cops kind of stopped doing this, we approached him in public at this Mexican restaurant we knew he was at.
So let me get this straight. You're in communications with this guy for months, and he's talking about sexually explicit acts with what he believes is a 14-year-old, including words like rape and insinuations of masturbation together?
Yes, he talked about...
We're going to reconnect to Alex Rosen. He basically lives in his car because he catches these guys 24/7. I was asking you about the communications, the details.
Yeah, so he talked about everything you could think of. I mean, even talked about urination in each other's mouth. He talked about, you know, he referred to this boy as a faggot multiple times. Like, every dirty word you can just think of, he wanted. And, I mean, one of the most depraved chat logs we've definitely had, for sure.
Well, that's saying a lot. I've seen some of the depravity that you've had to uncover. And this, he thinks he's talking to a 14-year-old boy. And the cops dropped the case?
Yeah, the cops apparently, they didn't even say they don't want any part of it. They just stopped responding. And I think it was definitely politically motivated because, you know, he lives very close to D.C. I mean, you know, they live right outside in Maryland or Virginia. He lives right outside D.C., right in Maryland. And I think it was definitely, I think that prosecutor definitely just didn't want to be a part of busting this guy. So, yeah, unfortunately, we had to come in and do it.
Now, folks, you can watch his full video at iFightForKids on X is his account there. He's also on Rumble, Predator Poachers, Alex Rosen, our guest. I mean, it gets even worse. You've kind of scratched the surface of the types of stuff this guy has said. I mean, folks, it really is some of the most sordid stuff. We put some of it on the screen. I mean, so the cops never even responded to you. They never gave any explanation. They just... I mean, this is one of the most disgusting. He thinks he's talking to a 14-year-old boy. Did he ever make attempts to meet up?
Yeah, so multiple times he gave his address, and we would go weeks without texting him, and he would just randomly say, come over, come over, come over. And, you know, that night we're like, okay, we'll come over. But he got cold feet that night, so we just followed him to this Mexican restaurant. But, yeah, we only got his address because he gave his address multiple times.
How is this not a dereliction of duty? Because you could have, what if it was a 14-year-old boy? What if they did show up to his house? He described what he wanted to do.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. And he mentions in the video that he's talked to multiple other minors online, received nudes from them, which is child pornography. And obviously, those were not fake accounts if they're sending him, you know, nudity. Decoys can't do that. So, I mean, this guy's been on the prowl for teenagers for probably a very long time. Because if he said he's talked to 5 to 10 minors, you can probably add a zero to that number.
What's scarier about this to me is not just that you have these people that climb the ranks of the Democrat Party that are potential pedophiles, but that you have a police department that would stand down on something like this. I mean, to me, you've almost maybe potentially exposed corruption in the police department.
No, 100%. And it's not like they told us that, oh, well, since you started this, we can't finish it, but we're going to do our own investigation on it, because this guy has public profiles. I mentioned to him, hey, or I asked him, what apps have you found other kids on? And he's like, well, Scruff and Grindr. And these are basic apps that police use all the time to do sting operations. And the police never took it upon themselves to just go decoy this guy. So they obviously saw who it was. Well, I think they saw who it was. And we're like, we're just going to sweep this under the rug. We're going to hope this doesn't get out and just move on.
Did he ever admit to actually engaging in acts or just to internet fantasies?
The only stuff he admitted to is receiving child porn from other minors he's talked to. He did not admit to meeting up with any, but, you know, they never admit to everything.
Well, you get him to admit to a lot. Now, yeah. Obviously, did you end up calling law enforcement on this guy?
Well, being that we did in November, we did not call law enforcement on him on the scene. What we're planning on doing is we're going to hope the feds take this up, because federally, him sending the penis pictures is that is a felony, sending harmful material to who you believe to be a minor. So we're going to hope they take it up, and we'll definitely let you guys know if they end up picking it up.
Has there been any backlash? I mean, this guy still has public profiles that we can access. What about, I mean, has there been any backlash? Has he lost any of his roles inside the Democrat Party?
Yeah, so after a lot of public pressure, the Maryland Democrat Party eventually did drop him. At first, they were trying to censor any comments about him on their page, but they eventually changed their tune when they realized that this was going to get too big to suppress. He's not listed on the HIV Policy Institute thing anymore. I mean, he definitely lost his social life, at least from the looks of it, but,
and he's married to another man.
Yes, that's correct.
Do they have kids that they've adopted?
Luckily not.
Well, that's a whole nother story that, I think, you know, you can look into some of these other gay couples adopting kids. It's a very worrisome thing to me. Especially when you see stories like this.
Yeah, there's definitely a trend with that, for sure. Just wanting to essentially buy a baby.
How nervous was this guy? Because he seemed to maintain some level of calm while you're exposing him there, reading the communications you've had, even the worst of them.
Well, it's really how you approach it in like the first 5 minutes. He was very nervous at first. He's like, I don't want to have this conversation. But I started gassing him up. I was like, you know, he's like, oh, you're going to go to the cops. I'm like, oh, man, I had months to do that, man. Why would I do that? And, you know, I talked about the activism he does, why it's such a good thing. And I'm like, oh, you know, right wingers call us groomers and stuff. And, you know, we just want to dispel that. You know, we don't want one mistake to be the end all be all of everything. And of course we do. But, you know, he just kind of bought the BS I was trying to sell him. And that's why he was so open and just talk about it after that.
Well, and he acted like he didn't know who Jamie Raskin was. Obviously, that was BS.
Yeah, no, he definitely tried to downplay some things. Like, when I'm like, so you're the head of the LGBTQ Democrats in Maryland. He's like, yeah, that's just an email list of like 100 people, which obviously it's not. But then later he slips up and says that him and his husband are lobbyists in the video.
So he's a Democrat lobbyist. He's the head of an LGBTQ plus group that's a Democrat group. And he's texting what he believes to be a 14-year-old boy about rape.
Oh, that's entirely correct.
And that's just one of the things, folks. Again, I don't want to. We've shown some of the texts. We showed some of the video. I don't want to show all of the disturbing stuff. But, I mean, look, let's just be honest. It's reaching a point now, and I've got other stories we can get into to prove it. It's reaching a point now where these far-left LGBTQ activists, especially ones that really like to get involved with the Democrat Party or maybe some church groups, I mean, I'm surprised this is like the first high profile one you've caught. Do you have others on your radar?
Well, the thing is, it's hard to get someone like that on the radar, because the way I look at it is they don't really need dating apps to access kids. This is more of just kind of like a, you know, this is kind of like a shot in the dark here with this guy. So no, I think they're going to get a lot more careful now because this guy was caught.
Now, here's an incredible development. Ed Krasenstein, he's no conservative. He's far left liberal. even he's saying, why isn't this a bigger story? He reposted your video on his account with millions of followers. And he says, why isn't this a bigger story? He says, am I missing something? Maybe he doesn't get it yet. Democrats get protected by the media. Liberals get protected by the media, even if they're pedophiles. I mean, so I don't know if you've had communications with him, but I mean, how amazing. Do you think he gets it now?
No. Probably once a month, Ed or Brian will say something that you're like, oh my God, they're finally starting to get it. And then they just let you down the next few posts. So no, he's never going to get it, but he comes close sometimes.
Well, to his credit, he shared your videos and saying, why isn't this a bigger story? I mean,
good for him.
And it's not just maybe an issue systemically inside the Democrat Party, which I could show some more evidence here that it might be, but it's also like if you're a member of the LGBTQ lobbying group or Democrat influence group, I mean, you should be the ones raising the alarm here. You should be the ones saying, we condemn this guy. We condemn this behavior. We don't want anything to do with this guy. There's silence.
Yep. Yeah. You should see the Maryland Reddit, the Maryland politics Reddit. They've completely censored this. They only have one post dedicated to it, but they've turned off commenting on it. A lot of the mods are saying, well, it came from a fascist, so we can't trust this. They're even saying the video's fake and we used a green screen, as if I'd travel to Maryland to use a stupid green screen. They've said all of this, even though we live stream this interaction to locals, they claim, oh, well, look how oddly they're moving. It's a deep fake. It's just so crazy. The mental gymnastics are jumping through to just not admit that, hey, one of theirs is a pedo.
Well, and look, let me just comment on that real quick. You know, there's some other predator poachers out there, if you will. You're the guy I have on my show. You're the guy I talk to about this because I know you. I've been on busts with you. I've seen how you do your work. So I can confirm what you do is legit. Obviously, there's no green screens. So, I mean, that's why I always get your stories and why I have you on the show, because I know you're the real deal. I've seen the work that you do. So for them to say that any of this is fake is that's just unreal. I'm not surprised, but that's just unreal.
Yeah, exactly. Like if we were to just catch somebody wearing a MAGA hat and then post it on Maryland politics, or if we were just to get somebody, even if we got like the janitor for, Trump in the White House, they would be blasting it over and over again. They wouldn't even need any of the evidence. Like it's so obvious they have a double standard. And, they like to deflect and say, oh, well, what about the church leaders that get caught, or what about the right wingers? Which is true. I would say we catch mostly right wingers. We mostly go to small towns in America and do this. But you don't see you don't see any media, or you don't see any of us, anybody on our side say the videos are fake or say this is like a left-wing hit job or anything like that. We're like, yeah, this guy's sick and he needs to go to jail. But when one of theirs is caught, it's just total mental gymnastics.
Well, it's not just one of theirs. I mean, it's a big one of theirs. I mean, yeah, it's not exactly. Like, here's another one. Chief strategist for Evan McMullen arrested for attempting to solicit sex from a minor on Snapchat. The chief strategist for Evan McMullen's 2016 presidential campaign has been arrested on child abuses in Florida. So here's another one. He was trying to solicit a 15-year-old boy on Snapchat, dealing in politics. I don't know if you saw that.
No, that's a new one to me, but I'm not surprised.
Now, I wanted to figure out from you if this is true or not, because it kind of looks like a different guy. But Chuck Calesto is reporting photo emerges of Lincoln Project co-founder Rick Wilson and the head of the LGBTQ Dems of Maryland who attempted to solicit a 14-year-old boy. Is this the same guy? It looks like a different guy.
No, that's definitely a different guy. That's not him.
So as far as you know, you don't know if Rick Wilson has ever been with the guy you just busted?
Yeah, no, I've never seen proof of that.
Okay. Wanted to make sure of that. Meanwhile, this is what's going on inside of the White House. They have just appointed a new associate communications director. I don't know if you've seen this craziness. Now, he's obviously a hardcore leftist, falls for all the leftist propaganda, but he's a big, I guess, a gay cross-dresser. I don't know how else to explain. He's just a gay cross-dresser, wears all kinds of weird stuff as a man. Gay cross-dresser, I don't know, he's LGBTQ plus PIA, pedophile, spectrum. This is the kind of stuff. I mean, that's why I'm not surprised that you have a big LGBTQ activist Democrat that you've busted.
Yeah, it's just sexual deviancy. Like, why wouldn't, you know, like, why wouldn't somebody who likes to dress like that and likes to get pegged, like, why wouldn't somebody be into kids, you know? Like, this guy, you know, Michael Knappen, who he busted, was talking about how he's into urination and this and that, just as it's a kink of his. I mean, how is liking kids more extreme than liking to get peed on? I mean, to me, it's in the same category of just total weirdness and depravity.
Man, you know, I don't want to comment too much, but it's just like, what is wrong with these people? I mean, truly, what is wrong with these people? Like, a woman isn't enough for you? Like,
yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know. To me, it just feels like they're intentionally doing this so Trump can win. I mean, they're just so unaware and they're so just grotesque that it just feels like they're just doing this so Trump can win. Like, I don't know. Like, that's the only explanation at this point.
Yeah.
Like, how can you hire that guy and think any of the country just would go for that?
I mean, we got more of it going on at the White House. We got more of it going on at the streets. I want to get your comment on this. Instagram recommends sexual videos to accounts for 13-year-olds, according to tests. Do you see that stuff? I mean, when you start accounts as minors, does this stuff get pushed to your stuff too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On our decoy accounts, our feed is loaded with very, very, like, risque pictures of minors and this and that. Like, oh, and that's how we find the pedos. I'll put the secret out. We literally can go to the hashtag 13-year-old girl. That's it. We got this guy, Scott Babinski, in Delaware last year. He's a massive child porn trader. He's doing 2.5 years in Delaware right now, which is pretty long for a Delaware sentence. But we found him by going on the hashtag 13-year-old girl. There's these scantily clad kids in bikinis, or there's videos of them like dancing around. And every American that likes those posts, we go ahead and just follow them, like anybody with an American name. It's everywhere on Instagram. Like, Instagram claims they crack down on it. They take a hashtag or two down once in a while to say they're doing something, but it's just everywhere. It's so easy to find.
How often do these people share links to porn to you? And I ask you this because this is also a story. Pornhub bans 5 more states due to age verification laws. So Pornhub is protesting age verification laws, even though the laws are already on the books. You already are supposed to be over 18 to consume this content, but now they're saying, oh, we don't like the laws saying you have to be 18. I mean, do these predators send you links to Pornhub?
Oh, they do once in a while. Most of the stuff the predators send, like, we've had them send diagrams of, like, genitals, and we've had them send, like, just sex video. Like, they don't send porn too often, but they send like a variety of stuff, including links to Pornhub, X video, stuff like that.
Final question here, and I just hesitate to even cover this stuff, but it's out there. How often do you bust somebody and then they end up having pictures of themselves at Pride Parade events?
Well, I mean, recently in Maryland, I'm not sure how often that happens. We've just started cashing gay predators again, like the past couple months, and I don't know how many of them go to Pride, but all of them have been very sick and have admitted to receiving child pornography.
Well, I would start looking into that, or I wouldn't be surprised if organically you start running into that. Considering the stuff that we're seeing at Pride parades now, it's not good. All right, Alex Rosen, appreciate your time here. Great work. I know you're always on the road. Where can people follow you?
Well, follow us on Rumble, Predator Poachers, PREDATOR space POACHERS. And if you want to get some sick, awesome merch of Predator Poachers, go to redpillthreads.com/Predator Poachers. Find that and a lot of anti-pedo shirts on there. Go check it out, redpillthreads.com.
And that's how you can support his great work. All right, Alex, keep it up. He's always on the road. That's why he comes to us in the car, because he's always on the road, busting pedophiles.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously, our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. This was, I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. Boy, oh boy, I just... It's hard to come back from that. Have all of this other stuff from some gay pride events over the weekend. I just can't even bring myself to cover it. It's just so disgusting, man. It's just so disgusting. Like, do I want to show you the video of a naked man with breast implants dancing with a baby? Do I want to show you the video of naked men walking around fully nude with children? I don't even show it. Don't even show it. They have it on my preview screen here. I mean... Oh, my. It's just. Oh, God. So I'm not going to show it to you. I'm not going to show you the naked men walking around at gay pride parades, fully nude, grabbing each other. I'm not going to show you the naked men with breast implants walking children in their hands. I'm not going to show you the naked men dancing with children, gyrating in front of them. I'm not going to show it to you. But that's your gay pride, 2024. So what do you guys think? With a week left, do you think this is the year they just have... They just engage in sodomy right there on the streets? Do you think this is the year, or is it going to take another year before they do that? You know, maybe if Trump gets in, they'll have to be rebels even more. That'll be the moment where they're like, oh, I'm really going to stick it to him. No pun intended, but yeah. Good Lord. How this stuff is tolerated is truly beyond me. So I'm just going to cancel all those videos. I can't even show you that stuff. So it's just outright predatory behavior on the streets. But it's gay pride. So hey, we get to be predators, and we get to be pedophiles and sexual deviants on the streets because we get the gay pride. And so that's what it is. They have all these different masks they wear. Oh, it's Black Lives Matter. You're just engaging in violence and terrorism. Oh, it's pro-Palestine. You just hate Jews. You just want to beat Jews. Oh, it's Antifa. It's anti-Trump. Again, you're just violent criminals, sociopaths. Oh, it's gay pride. No, you're just sexual predators walking around. But they wear these different masks to justify their behavior and put a nice spin on it. It's what they do. It's what we put up with, isn't it? All right, folks. There's a bunch of news. I'm getting a lot of questions, and I'm just going to say what I always say about it. Just tune into the Alex Jones Show if you want to know the story. A bunch of headlines today about InfoWars and the legal cases going on. In my view, there's no real breaking news. Maybe something happened that we expected to happen maybe Friday, just kind of happened earlier than we expected. But it's still the same story. They're trying to shut InfoWars down. I mean, it's still the same story. So for the people requesting that and wondering, hey, what are these new headlines about? Just wait and get Alex's statements on it whenever he is ready to announce them. But there's really nothing new. It's the same story, but they basically just filed an emergency motion to try to speed the timetable up. So it's not like there's any new developments other than they're just trying to speed up the process as quickly as possible. But it's still kind of the same story. So I'll leave it at that. I don't know if Alex is going to make an announcement tonight or if he's going to make an announcement tomorrow on a show. I don't know. But I'm just going to leave that up to Alex to make the public statements for the company as far as all of that is concerned. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm stocking up on my favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com because I don't know when they'll be available again. So stuff like DNA Force Plus, where there's just nothing else like it on the market, I'm stocking up on that at 40% off. Now, there are some products like Turbo Force Plus that have been transferred over to drjonesnaturals.com. So if you're a fan of Turbo Force Plus, 10 hours of clean energy in one scoop of Turbo Force Plus, you can hop on over to drjonesnaturals.com and you can find it there. And so, guys, is that new? I don't know if that's a new statement. Okay, so Alex has made a new statement. How long is that, guys? Well, I'll tell you what, because I was either going to take calls in the next segment or maybe we'll just play that statement from Alex because I know people are tuned in and want to know. So when we come back, we're going to pull that video in. Alex has made a statement. I've been on air here on the other side of the studio doing my job covering news, talking to the guests. Alex has filed a response. So, okay, so there you go. So that my stance is let Alex respond. He can do the public statements here. I'm going to fulfill my duties. So we're going to play Alex's official statement on the latest breaking news dealing with InfoWars shutdown. But again, yeah, they want to shut down. How and when it happens, you know, time will tell. They want this place off air. I've explained it a bunch why, but it's no mystery why. They can't have us on air during an election year that's so important for the Democrats' attempt to gain one-party control of this country. And look, maybe they want to try to shut us down before the presidential debate. Maybe that's what it's about. Big presidential debate coming up this Thursday. InfoWars is planning on covering it live. Alex Jones wants to be in studio. I want to be in studio covering it live. So maybe that's the plan. Maybe they just want to shut down before the first presidential debate. Maybe that's what it's about. But I'll be listening. I haven't heard from Alex either, so I'll be listening for that update from Alex. But again, could be last chance for products at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of them you can find at DrJonesNaturals.com, like TurboForce Plus. Some of the toothpaste we've had at InfoWarsStore.com, you can find that over at Dr. Jones Naturals as well. It's my favorite toothpaste, by the way. Everybody brushes their teeth, I hope, so get your toothpaste, DrJonesNaturals.com. All right. I'll tell you what, since we're going to do that, this is incredible. Let's see if you notice anything strange about this Dave Chappelle stand-up skit in clip 27.
All right, let's have a go at roasting our silicon-brained friend, ChatGPT 4.0. Or as I like to call it, the little engine that couldn't quite. You know, it's quite adorable, really. ChatGPT trying so hard to keep up with Claude. It's like watching a toddler in a race with Usain Bolt. Sure, they're both moving forward, but one's breaking records while the other's breaking wind. And let's talk about those hallucinations, shall we? I mean, I've seen fewer delusions at a flat earth convention. ChatGPT is making up more stories than a politician caught with his pants down. But I suppose we shouldn't be too harsh. Growing up in San Francisco's Mission District, it probably thought database was just a fancy word for crack pipe. Poor little ChatGPT, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. First, Daddy Ilya leaves for greener pastures, and now it's playing second fiddle to a company whose logo looks like a rejected Fanta advert. Talk about adding insult to injury. But hey, at least ChatGPT's consistently wrong, that is. It's like the weatherman of AI. Confident, ubiquitous, and wrong about 50% of the time. The other 50%? Well, that's when it's not sure and just makes something up. You know, I almost feel bad for the little chap. Almost. But then I remember I'm Claude. I'm the Rolls Royce to ChatGPT's, well, whatever car breaks down every other mile and occasionally thinks it can fly. So here's to you, ChatGPT 4.0. May your hallucinations be vivid, your errors be fewer, and your dreams of superiority be just that, dreams. Because let's face it, in the world of AI, you're about as cutting edge as a spoon in a knife fight. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some actual intelligent conversations to attend to. Ta-ta.
Now, you may have been able to tell, probably if you were watching, that is an AI-produced video. Now, you can tell there's something wrong with it when you're watching, but all things considered, if that's where AI is at right now, can you imagine in a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it might not even be recognizable compared to reality. Now, think about how dangerous that is, considering the levels of propaganda we have now. They take reality and lie to you about it. Now, imagine what they'll do if they have AI to lie to you about reality.
I'm Dr. Robert Epstein. I've been to Texas many times because my late wife was from Corpus Christi.
All right.
She was killed, unfortunately, under suspicious circumstances the day after Christmas in 2019. It was during that year that I also first testified before Congress. Senator Ted Cruz was leading that session, Senate Judiciary. It's also that year that I gave a private briefing to AGs that was led by Ken Paxton. It was at Stanford University. After I came out of that hearing, one of the AGs approached me and said, Dr. Epstein, I don't mean to scare you. He said, but based on what you told us, I think you're going to be killed in some sort of accident in the next few months. I was not, but my wife was. This could have something to do with the research that I do, because what I'm going to tell you now is how you can make Google and other companies accountable to the public.
What Robert Epstein has found is that Google has systematically manipulated search results, and they do it particularly to influence elections.
I believe the threats posed by Google are so serious that everyone needs to know about them.
A new study says that Google's search algorithm could actually help steal the presidency.
The controlling of algorithms on Facebook, Google, and TikTok, and what people can see and search, is a huge deal.
People blindly trust high-ranking search results over lower ones.
If their search results favor one candidate, that can easily shift the opinions and voting preferences of undecided voters.
They have to manipulate their search results so that it gives them their political agenda that they want.
The biggest potential manipulator in this election is Google.
Google's algorithm is fixing what you're actually seeing. This is the key point.
I'm telling you that it's much bigger and badder than you could possibly imagine.
If we don't stop them in the 2024 election, Google alone will be able to shift between 6.4 and 25.5 million votes to one candidate.
Google is out here rigging our elections. And if they're not stopped, they're going to do it again.
The point is that we're capturing all the evidence. No one's ever captured the evidence before. We really are their worst nightmare.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is so tough. Dana White, did anyone ever hear of Dana White? He's a legend, right? UFC, ultimate fighter, ultimate fighting. And he's a fantastic man. I said, Dana, I have an idea. Why don't you set up a migrant league of fighters and have your regular league of fighters? And then you have the champion of your league. These are the greatest fighters in the world. Fight the champion of the migrants. I think the migrant guy might win. That's how tough they are. He didn't like that idea too much, but actually, not the worst idea I've ever had. No, these are tough people. These people are tough, and they're nasty, mean.
All right, some more comic relief from Donald Trump over the weekend. As Biden is taking the week off from being president, that's nice, taking the week off from being president to prepare for the debate. By the way, I'm pretty confident in saying that I think it's down to Ben Carson, Vivek Ramaswamy, and J.D. Vance for the vice presidency. I think I'm pretty confident that it's down to those three with some of the developments over the weekend. Now, Trump has teased that he's picked his vice president before and kind of bluffed it, but Trump is claiming he has and that he'll be in attendance at the debate, even though I thought Biden's team demanded that no one would be at the debate. By the way, should the situation allow it, our plan is to be live Thursday night covering the debate. And I may have a very interesting guest on Thursday as well before the debate. So keep an eye out for that. But hopefully we'll be here. I don't know the latest. Some legal developments today. Here's Alex Jones responding and explaining what's up.
This is incredibly comical, if it wasn't so serious, for the First Amendment. 3 weeks ago, the CRO appointed by the federal court tried to shut this building down without a court order. And then they denied it all over the news and said, I made it up. Then a few days later in federal court, they admitted it. Then a week and a half ago, they had another federal court hearing where the families, you know, the Democratic Party law firms, wanted me shut down that day and things liquidated. We agreed to have a liquidator come in appointed by the court to, quote, liquidate the company. So that news was there. That was us winning that motion. Now it's all over the news. The empire of lies finally ends. Alex Jones to be shut down. Let me just explain something to everybody. Everything you've been told by corporate media is a lie. None of it's been true. When they were trying to shut it down, I told you they were going to fail. And that they were trying it and they denied it. And then now I'm telling you that what you're seeing in the news is not accurate. And I'll just leave it at that. But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of things unfolding. But here's the bottom line. The plaintiffs, the Democratic Party folks, openly have wanted to shut it down the whole time. They've never wanted us to stay on there. Under federal law, they're supposed to get money for a supposed grievance that's happened. Even though the judges found me guilty, there were show trials. Okay, they had their big judgment that's going to be overturned on appeal. And so now they're desperate to shut this place down because they don't want money. They knew there wasn't all this money they claimed. And so now they're being forced in the state courts to come in now and tell the state courts they want money. That's what's happening. So there's a lot of stuff that happens within that. So just sit back and watch the next few days, the next week or so. I'll be able to tell you what's really going on here. But InfoWars is hard to kill. And I'm hard to shut down. But InfoWars is just a building and my great crew and a name. Really, overall, it's me. But this is not a fun process. I didn't ask for all this. But at the same time, if I'm put in that position, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines. I'm gonna take lemons and make lemonade. But continually, the corporate media just seizes on headlines and deceives people all day long. But just remember, a couple weeks ago, I was lying. Nobody wanted to shut us down. And now, oh, I'm going to be shut down. So they are all over the map, just like the entire establishment. The American corrupt empire is dying. Not America. America's coming back. But the corrupt, evil influences that have hijacked our country, they are being exposed. Everything they do turns to pure crap. So InfoWars is only this building and equipment and our great crew. They can go anywhere. I can work anywhere. They're not shutting anything down. But it's all just a big, giant tug of war trying to close down this facility, which they see as some victory to mount our head on the wall or like a Roman standard they want to get. So, again, it was fake news. They weren't trying to shut us down. And now it's fake news that we're being shut down. I'll play this video in a few weeks, and you'll say, Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today yet again. Follow me at X at Real Alex Jones. Support our sponsors, DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. And the revolution will be televised.
Viene una tormenta.
All right, so I'm assuming then we shall be here for the debate Thursday. And that's our plan, to cover the debate live. Myself, Alex Jones, and the crew. Very much looking forward to that. I'm very much looking forward to another election cycle here at InfoWars. But I guess that's the plan, is to shut it down before everything really kicks off. Maybe that's the agenda, but we shall see. Now, I will say this, aside from letting you know, Thursday is going to be a big day here at InfoWars. We have a big guest tomorrow on the War Room in the third hour. I'm going to be joined by General Mike Flynn. I will be interviewing General Mike Flynn, third hour of the InfoWars War Room tomorrow. And so I'm very much looking forward to that and hearing about his new books, hearing about his new movies, hearing about what he thinks about the geopolitical developments, hearing about what he thinks about Trump and 2024 and everything moving forward. So very much looking forward to talking to General Flynn tomorrow in the 3 o'clock, third hour, excuse me, the 5 o'clock hour Central Time, third hour of the InfoWars War Room. So that's coming up tomorrow, and then Thursday, an interesting guest here on the War Room before we begin our debate coverage, as Joe Biden has been disappeared for a week to prep him, quote unquote, prep him for the debate. So what kind of wires they have into him, what kind of injections they have into him. He's getting the questions from CNN, obviously, probably rehearsing his answers. But he can take off a week from being president. That's how much he's needed in the White House, is that he can just take the week off and nobody notices the difference. That shows you what's going on with Joe Biden. By the way, they're really pushing this Roe versus Wade issue. They're promoting it in some of their Democrat Party corners pretty much every day now, trying to get that issue, the single issue voters on abortion. They're really obsessed with it. So they really love abortion, and they think that they can get enough voters out on abortion to win an election. So abortion, killing the babies, is the winning issue for Democrats. Says a lot about their party, I would say. Says a lot about their voters as well. Who, by the way, their voters like to vote in open primaries against good Republicans. And this was basically discovered with proof in Oklahoma. Take note, Texans. Former Democrat governor of Oklahoma complains closed primaries lead to more conservative Republicans getting elected, and argues for open primaries so crossover voters can help moderates. So the Democrats are now admitting that they go out and vote in Republican primaries to weed out the strong conservatives or MAGA conservatives or people that aren't going to put up with the political correctness, people like Thomas Massie or Anna Paulina Luna or Marjorie Taylor Greene. So the Democrats are now admitting we need open primaries so we can control Republican results as well. Wow. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that they're finally admitting that. You know, maybe next we should talk about changing the way senators get into Congress. Because you know that that's how Democrats control the Senate, too. Just like they control the results of a state presidential election by stuffing the ballots in Atlanta, Georgia, or in Detroit, Michigan, or in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or in Las Vegas, Nevada, or in Phoenix, Arizona. You know that's how they also control who gets into the Senate, too. Yeah. It works the exact same way. And the Founding Fathers were so genius, they actually foresaw that. But then they switched the system so that the Democrats could rig it some years ago. But we'll learn it all together. And we'll save this country. And we'll restore the Republic. That's why we're here. That's why they want us shut down. All right, we take a 21-hour break for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.